Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Dubwise top loop layer in Ableton Live 12 for jungle, old school DNB, and darker roller vibes. This is an advanced edit approach, so we're not just throwing hats on top of a break. We're designing a movement layer that sits above the main drums, adds chatter and swing, and gives the arrangement that dusty, DJ-ready, dub-played kind of energy. The big idea here is simple. Your core break does the heavy lifting, and your top loop as motion. Think of it as the airborne percussion system. Tiny hats, ride fragments, cymbal ticks, ghost snare details, little bits of vinyl texture, all of that lives up top and helps the groove breathe. If you do this well, the track feels alive. If you overdo it, the mix turns to mush. So the whole game is control, taste, and timing. First, open your project and decide what role this top loop is going to play. It should not be your main drum part. It's a support layer. In Ableton, create a new audio track and call it Top Loop Dubwise. Route it to your drum bus or drum group, so you can process it independently before the master. That separation matters, because in DNB you want the main break to keep its punch while the top layer handles the shimmer, shuffle, and atmospheric detail. Now build the source from break edits, not random percussion one-shots. Grab a break or a few bar loop that has useful cymbal hits, tiny snare ghosts, open hat fragments, and some natural swing. That natural swing is important. Old school jungle feels come from the way transients sit against the grid. You can get a lot of character before you even touch processing. If you're working with a full break, warp it carefully. Beats mode is often the safest starting point because it keeps transients sharp. If you're stretching texture-heavy material, complex pro can work, but only if you need it. The warning here is over-smearing. You want the hits to stay defined. Then cut the break into small pieces. You can slice to a new MIDI track if you want to finger drum ideas fast, or you can cut manually in arrangement view if you want tighter control over the edit. Now start building a one bar or two bar loop from just a few useful elements. Maybe one or two hat hits, a chopped ride tail, a couple of ghosted snare or rim ticks, a short cymbal scrape, and maybe a tiny bit of vinyl noise if it helps glue the vibe. Don't make it busy just because you can. In this style, selective is better than dense. A top loop with 4 to 8 good events per bar usually says more than one with 16 tiny things fighting each other. And here's a really important mindset shift. The top loop should answer the main kick and snare pattern. It should feel like call and response, not like a second drum kit. If the main break says something, the top loop can reply with a little hat jab, a ride flick, or a ghost hit in the space after the snare. That's where the movement feels musical. Next, shape the groove with a groove pool. This is one of the secret weapons for old school jungle feel. You're not only choosing sounds, you're choosing timing behavior. Try an MPC style or subtle shuffle groove and start around 8 to 15% timing. Keep random very low, maybe 0 to 5%, unless you want deliberate instability. Velocity movement can be useful too, but keep it modest so the loop doesn't start sounding like it's drunk. Apply the groove to the top loop clip, not necessarily to your entire drum group. That lets the top layer lean slightly differently from the main break, which creates that dubwise looseness without wrecking the pocket. If it gets too lazy, tighten it up by reducing swing and manually nudging only the ghost notes and tails. If it feels too stiff, loosen the hats and little fills before touching the core backbeat. A nice advanced trick is to duplicate the loop. Give the duplicate a different groove amount, and crossfade between the two during the arrangement. That gives you variation without rewriting the part. Now let's process the top loop like a high-frequency percussion bus. Put EQ 8 first. High-pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz depending on the source. The exact point depends on how much low junk is in the loop, but the idea is clear. This layer should behave like top percussion, not another drum bus. If the loop feels harsh, try a gentle dip around 3 to 5 kHz. If it needs a little more air, a very light shelf around 8 to 10 kHz can help, but keep it subtle. After EQ, add drum bus. You're looking for controlled grit, not destruction. Drive around 5 to 20% can work. Keep crunch light, maybe 5 to 15%. If the loop needs more snap, add a touch of transients. Boom is usually off or very low for this layer. Then a saturator with soft clip-on can help pin the peaks and add a bit of old desk attitude. A drive of 2 to 6 dB is often enough, and pull the output down to match level. You can also use auto filter for movement. This is where the Dubwise personality really starts to bloom. A low pass or band pass sweep can turn a simple loop into a phrase. For intro movement, automate the cutoff from around 700 Hz up to maybe 8 or 10 kHz. Keep resonance moderate. You want musical motion, not whistling chaos. This is a good moment to say something important. The goal is not heavy processing. The goal is controlled grit and forward motion. The loop should sound like it's being played through a worn desk or a dub rack, not crushed into white noise. If you need more attitude, add it in stages. Don't jump straight to extreme distortion. Now let's make the loop dance using micro-edits. This is where advanced arrangement starts to feel real. Go into arrangement view and look for places to shorten cymbal tails, create tiny gaps between hits, duplicate a ghost note into the next bar, or reverse a short hat fragment so it pulls into the next snare. Those small edits are what make a loop feel designed instead of just looped. Use clip gain and fade handles to keep the transients tidy. If the top layer feels too spiky, glue compressor can help, but keep it light. A 2-to-1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is plenty. We're not flattening this thing. We want air, bounce, and intention. Now turn the loop into a musical arrangement tool. Automate the auto filter cutoff, maybe some reverb dry/wet, maybe delay send levels, maybe track volume for phrase emphasis, or utility gain for precise moves. In a 174 BPM DNB arrangement, a classic structure could look like this. Bars 1 to 8, the top loop stays filtered and teasing, just hats and ghost ticks. Bars 9 to 16, the filter opens gradually and you introduce a few extra cymbal fragments. Then on the drop, the loop opens fully with brighter transients and maybe a subtle delay throw here and there. Later, you can mute every second bar or half bar to give the track breathing room. That's the essence of a good top loop in DNB. It's not just texture. It's a performer in the arrangement. A little delay on one hat hit can answer a snare fill. A filtered cymbal lift can signal a switch up. That's the sort of detail that makes the tune feel like it's speaking. If you want to add delay, echo or simple delay on a send is perfect. Sync it to an 8th or 16th note. Keep feedback low, around 10 to 25%. And filter the return so it doesn't clutter the high end. Then automate the send only on selected hits. Again, one tiny move can animate a whole 16-bar section. Now check stereo discipline. This is where a lot of otherwise good top loops get too wide and start fighting the mix. Use utility to keep width around 70 to 100% depending on the source. If it's too broad, narrow it before adding more effects. Check mono during playback and make sure the groove still works. If the loop has low mid content or stereo hiss that's making the mix cloudy, use EQ8 in M/S mode and keep the lower part centered or removed. The top loop should not compete with the snare body, the upper harmonics of the bass, vocal chops, leads, or crash cymbals. A simple rule, if the loop sounds exciting in solo but makes the drop feel thinner, it's probably too bright, too wide, or too busy. Don't solve that by making it louder. First, reduce the number of hits. Tame the 4 to 8 kHz area a bit, or move some transients slightly later. Now let's make it arrangement ready. In advanced DNB edits, variation is everything. Make a few versions, a main top loop, a more filtered one, a fill version with an extra ghost or hat on bar 8 or 16, and a breakdown version that's filtered and reverbed. In the timeline, use quick mutes before drops, half bar cutouts, one bar fills before switch ups, reverse tails leading into snares, and automation resets at the start of each phrase. A strong structure might be this. Intro with the loop filtered and sparse, first drop with the loop opened, but still supportive, mid 8 with the loop dropping out for one bar so the main break can breathe, and second drop with the loop coming back brighter and slightly dirtier. That kind of edit keeps the listener engaged without overcrowding the groove. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the top loop too loud. You should miss it when it's muted, not when you solo it. Second, don't let it fight the snare. If needed, cut or dock around the snare transient zone, especially around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Third, be careful with stereo width. Too much width can kill the center. Fourth, don't overdo distortion. Light saturation usually gets you farther than heavy crunch. Fifth, don't use too much low end in the source. High pass it so it behaves like top percussion. Sixth, don't overcrowd the bar. In this style, space is part of the groove. And seventh, don't ignore the arrangement. A good top loop evolves across the track. Here are a few pro moves if you want to push darker and heavier. Duplicate the top loop and process the copy with something gritty, light pedal, saturator, or drum bus using more extreme settings. Then blend it quietly underneath the clean layer. That gives you parallel grime without losing definition. You can also resample the loop once it feels right. then cut it again. Resampling often brings out that more convincing old-school randomness, because you're committing to the sound. Another great trick is using filtered noise as glue. A very low-level hiss, room tone, or tape-like texture can make the top layer feel more taped together. Keep it subtle and high-passed. You can also lightly sidechain the top loop to the kick and snare bus for a touch of clearance. Not heavy pumping, just enough movement so the groove breathes. For build-ups, try high-pass automation. Tweep the loop from a few hundred hertz up into the 2 to 4 kilohertz zone, then reopen the air on the drop. That creates a really nice sense of anticipation. And if the loop gets glassy, control harshness before it builds up. A gentle dip around 5 to 8 kHz can save you from that brittle edge.